wins. Someone must always lose if you perceive yourself as weak.
I love that.
Someone must always lose if you perceive yourself as weak. Yet there is another interpretation of relationships that transcends the concept of loss of power completely. There's another interpretation of relationships that will transcend the concept of you losing any of your power completely. Would you like another interpretation of relationships that transcends the concept of the loss of power completely?
Yes.
Would you like another interpretation of relationships that transcends the idea of loss of power completely? Okay, here you go. You don't find it difficult to believe that when another calls on God for love, your call remains as strong. Nor do you think that when God answers another person, your hope of answer is diminished. On the contrary, you are more inclined to regard the other person's success as witness to the possibility of yours. That's because you recognize, however dimly, you recognize that your creator God is an idea. And so your faith in God is strengthened by sharing. Your faith in love is strengthened by sharing. Love is an idea. So your faith in love is strengthened by sharing. What you find difficult to accept is the fact that just like your creator, you are an idea. So what you find it hard to accept is that you are not a body, you're an idea. You are not a body, you are an idea. And an idea is realer than a body. Break the pen. Can I have another pen? Why? Because the idea pens produce lots of pens. So what's realer, the idea or this pen? You're as physical as the pen. So what's real, your body or the idea that created you? What's real, the idea of you or you? Don't you find it difficult to accept that you're just an idea? Don't you find it difficult to accept that God is an idea? Okay, that's what it just said. You find it difficult to accept that God is an idea and that you're an idea. And so since you're an idea, you can give yourself completely. Now, when you give yourself completely, this is how you can tell when you're giving yourself completely. When you're giving yourself completely, you're doing it totally without loss and only with gain. So you can tell when you're giving yourself completely, because when you've given yourself completely, you will feel like you have not lost and you've only benefited. There's no such thing as giving yourself completely and feeling like you've lost. So if you're giving yourself completely, you always feel like you've gained. So wherever you feel like you've gained in your life, wherever you feel appreciation in your life, that is where you're giving yourself completely. So you know, you can feel good about that. I appreciate you because I'm giving myself completely. Because I'm sharing the idea of appreciation. What's so cool about an idea is you can never share an idea and lose any of it. Because whenever you share an idea, you give it away completely, but you still have it, and the idea becomes bigger. So every time you share an idea, you never lose. You can share a finite thing and seem like you don't have it anymore. I could give you my pen and look like I don't have it anymore. But I could share an idea with you and keep it. For instance, let's go to the movie this evening. You say, okay, I'll go to the movie with you this evening. I had the idea of going to the movie. I shared it with you. You accepted the idea of going to the movie. Now the idea of going to the movie is bigger, and I still have the idea of going to the movie. So anytime you share anything real, you never lose, and it just gains, because just by sharing it, it creates more of it for you. So it's the idea of abundance that produces unlimited abundance, not the money that you think you're praying for. It's the idea of love that will continue to shower you with loving people, not trying to find loving people to love. It's the idea of your innocence that will produce abundance and peace and safety in your life. And the more you share that idea, the stronger the idea of innocence is in your own mind, and it protects you more. So when I'm reinforcing the idea that you have some innocence, even though you might make mistakes and I make mistakes, we're still increasing the idea of innocence, because at least we're talking about it just like we're doing right now. The idea of innocence, you probably heard the word innocence in the last 10 minutes more than you've heard it in the last 10 hours. So we just met by me saying this, we're strengthening that idea. And you'll never know how many car accidents you never had because you heard this today. It's funny how you can tell people that they're guilty and sinful and pack them in at 20,000 a whop.
Yeah.
10,000, 800, 900. You tell people they're innocent every week, And you never know who's going to show up. I'm always marvel at, you know, at who shows up, you know. It's amazing, isn't it?
It is.
It's amazing how the idea of our innocence does not attract us so much as the idea of being sinful and guilty. It's amazing. It's amazing. But that's the old thought system, which said, if I suffer, sacrifice, and I'm punished, then I'll be corrected, and that's how I make myself okay. So I'm telling you that that's not true. There's no need for you to suffer in order to be loved. That's an idea, right? Okay, what happens with an idea?
It strengthens.
How does it strengthen itself?
When you share.
Right, so us coming together to share these ideas is much more important than us understanding them. You don't have to understand how you're innocent. You just want the innocent idea strengthened about you. As a matter of fact, wanting me to convince you that you're innocent wastes time. It slows the whole process down. The court says, your understanding is not a powerful contribution to the truth. It doesn't make it what it is. And I love that line when my ego takes over. And I think that my understanding, this what Earl is saying, is how I make it work. No, it's sharing it. Sharing what? Well, there's complete faith in me, complete faith in you. I'm totally committed to the idea of all of us appreciating each other. I'm totally committed to the idea that we'll appreciate each other's worth and recognize each other's innocence. I want to get together for an hour, and I want to share those ideas so it can become stronger, become a part of my consciousness, and therefore attract to me people, situations, and circumstances that reflect that safety, peace, and love back to me in my physical world, just like my guilt and fear and anger reflect back to me all the stuff that's upsetting me in my world right now. Mm-hmm. The law could just as easily work for me as I'm using it against me. I tell you, 911, right? Don't you hear it out there? So he says, herein lies peace, for here there is no conflict. There is no conflict when I am only giving myself completely. I can only give myself completely, really, by sharing the idea of myself with you and sharing love with you. So when you meet people, all you're doing is getting together, sharing your ideas of yourselves with each other. Right?
Right.
Right? So the idea that you share with people is the idea that you're strengthening, because they're going to hear that idea, accept that idea, focus on that idea, and add to the power of that idea. And now that idea is even bigger, and you still got it. So share with people what you want to learn, what you want to recognize, and what you want to have healed, and what you want to remember in yourself. The reason why you do that is because they're never hearing anything you're saying anyway. So it isn't about trying to make them understand. They don't hear you directly. They only hear their interpretation of what you are saying. You say something to me, I interpret it, and then I hear my interpretation of what you said. It may not have been what you meant at all. I mean, people have said to me things that I've said to in class and scared me to death, because I know I didn't say that stuff. But that would be like their interpretation of what I said. They said, Earl, you remember you said you drop yourself off a building and get ran by a truck, you realize you're part of God. You know what I'm saying? They've interpreted what I've said, and then they say, I said it. And that's what the Course is saying to us, is that you're in a world of your own perception, that you're only listening to the voice you've made up, because you're the one that's interpreting everything that somebody says to you and everything that's going on. So what I want to do is share an idea of myself that I want to see strengthened, and I want to say to you what I want to learn, because you're only going to hear what you want to hear anyway, and it's really the love I have behind my words that's reaching you anyway. It doesn't really matter the words that I'm using. So therefore, when I am in your presence, I want to let the love come through and then say to you what I want to learn and what I want to remember. You know, so somebody just say something to me, like anything, like, let's see, like you're asking my advice about something. Anybody, so just say, act like you got a problem with some type thing, and you just asking me something. Anybody. All of a sudden, you can't think of one. Isn't that interesting? All of a sudden, now we're a room full of people with no problems. See, as soon as you ask, that's what, you know what I'm saying? That's the way we operate. It's like as soon as we hear, then we do the opposite, because the ego is the opposite. I said, think of a problem. Well, I don't have any. had, you know, 2 seconds ago I had one. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't even hearing what he was saying because I was thinking about it so much. But that's what I'm saying.